Mark, this story you're about to share with us begins at a restaurant off of I-75 in Georgia. What exactly were you doing there?
I was going to meet a man named Michael Nub Nelson, and I knew if our lunch meeting was nearly as good as my previous telephone conversations with him, I was going to have one hell of a story.
Mark Schlabach covers high school and college football for ESPN. Tell me about the first time you talked to Nub.
It was several weeks ago. He had secretly recorded one of the most successful and controversial coaches in the country, Valdosta High School football coach, Rush Probst.
A secret audio recording provided by a former Valdosta school official says it contains Wildcats head football coach Rush Probst requesting, quote, funny money for potential recruits and personal expenses.
I called Nub Nelson one evening around dinner time, and he answered the phone, and I introduced myself. You know, he seemed irritated. At the time, Pablo, I was not aware of his nickname. I asked him a few questions, and he said,
So many of you guys are calling me from all over the damn place. I'm in here with one arm trying to fry some chicken.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
I grew up in Georgia, and I know there are a lot of strange sayings in the southern part of the state. I thought that was his way of telling me, man, I'm busy. I don't have time to talk to you. And so I asked a few follow-up questions, and finally Pablo, he says, no, really, I've only got one arm and I'm trying to fry chicken. Can you call me back? At the time, he said he was more comfortable meeting me in Ashburn, Georgia, which is about 70 miles up I-75 north of Valdosta. I think he was afraid somebody might recognize me or him or us together. So I pulled into the parking lot, and a gentleman with one arm climbed out of his Toyota Corolla. He had a big smile on his face, and he walked up to me and he said, hey, I'm Nub. Shake my nub. And what he would tell me over the next couple of hours would not only shake up Valdosta High School, but also have ramifications throughout the South.
When the winningest team in high school football hired the most controversial coach in high school football, heads turned all over the state of Georgia. What ensued was a 15-month saga of small-town, big-time football that feels like a movie just waiting to be made. Today, Mark Schlabach brings us a story of funny money, a secret recording, and the unraveling of a powerhouse program that must be heard to be believed. I'm Pablo Torre. It's Wednesday, March 31st. This is ESPN Daily. Mark, thank you so much for joining me, man.
Thanks for having me, Pablo.
So you've spent months reporting on one of the wildest high school football stories I have ever heard. It involves one of the most infamous men in the world of high school football. Tell me, who is Rush Probst?
Rush Probst is one of the most controversial and yet successful coaches in the country in terms of high school football. He's won 7 state championships between high schools in Alabama and Georgia. He's a guy that's able to come in and really win over the school and the fan base and the parents and the community.
Go out and kick their ass on national TV. Let's go.
Back in the early 2000s, he was at Hoover High School outside of Birmingham, Alabama. Had his own show on MTV called Two-A-Days, Hoover High.
Because all you guys, you think you scholarship worthy? You know who holds that key? Who do you think holds that key? Ding. Me.
Really became a national name, and then all of a sudden, a couple of reporters figured out that he had quite the secret life going on. At the time, Rush was married with children, and someone discovered that he had another family in another town with a woman that he had been having an affair with and had children with her. when he ended up leaving his wife and marrying his new wife.
I believe in those vows. I do believe in holy matrimonial marriage. I do. I know it doesn't sound like it, and it doesn't appear.
But to a certain extent, you hadn't lived up to those vows.
No. No. I have not.
He had said that he was talking to Nick Saban about a high school relations job, kind of a guy to be a liaison to high school coaches in the state of Alabama and then across the Southeast. And it was shortly before the revelations about this second family. And Saban called him and said, man, I can't hire you. I think that was always his dream to work in Alabama. And it just didn't come to fruition.
So, Mark, after the whole two families thing comes out, what happens to Rush at Hoover?
Well, he was forced to resign under pressure.
I am remorseful for what I've done. I have failed you as a community. Criticize me for having an affair. Do what you want to do. Be judgmental.
But immediately the next season, he lands a coaching job at Colquitt County High School in Moultrie, Georgia, which is a rural area in South Georgia, and takes over a program and wins back-to-back state championships, undefeated seasons. And it's almost as if nothing ever happened back in Alabama.
So Probst coaches at Colquitt High School in Moultrie, Georgia for 10 years, Mark, until he gets fired in 2019. What was that over?
There were allegations there that he'd improperly administered some medication to his players there. I asked Rush Probst about it in August of last summer, and he denied those charges. He did owe a lot of money in federal back taxes. He did admit to that and was in the process of making payments to the Internal Revenue Service.
There is so much in Rush Probst's background, Mark. There is controversy at every step, it seems. But in 2020, Valdosta High School in Georgia goes and hires Rush Probst anyway. What's the football tradition like at Valdosta?
Valdosta sits about 15 miles north of the Florida state line. It's about as South Georgia as you can get. Football means more there than most other places in the state. It's one of the traditional blue blood programs in the state of Georgia.
The Valdosta Wildcats, the winningest high school football program in the country. And they're ready to bring home another state championship to Wintersville.
I mean, it calls itself Wintersville. Valdosta High has won 24 state championships from the 1950s all the way to the 1990s. It was by far one of the most successful programs, not only in Georgia, but in the entire country. There had been a coach there, Alan Rodemaker. His teams went 36-17 in his four seasons there. He ended an 18-year drought without a state championship in 2016. And then all of a sudden, he receives a phone call from his high school principal who tells him that his contract had not been renewed even after the superintendent and the principal had recommended that he stick around for at least one more year.
So Rodemaker gets let go despite being a relatively successful coach. Rush Probst is brought in. How was Rush received by the players and the coaches at Valdosta?
I mean, obviously he's a big name. I think people were excited. You know, he's a guy that they thought could turn things around there. Not that Rodemaker did that bad of a job, but, you know, he's a guy who's won state championships at multiple schools, and they thought he was the guy to get Wintersville back on track.
So I want to circle back to the man that we met at the very beginning of our story here. A man named Michael Nub Nelson.
Tell me your name and your affiliation with the Valdosta High School football program.
Well, my name is Mike Nelson. I go by Nub. I was the executive director for the Touchdown Club from 2017 to 2021.
Mark, when Nub eventually meets you and he tells you his whole story, he gets into his whole job description as the executive director of the Valdosta Touchdown Club. Explain for me what traditionally the Touchdown Club did. What's its whole purpose?
I mean, essentially, the Touchdown Club is like a lot of touchdown clubs, you know, in communities around the country. There are board members and volunteers who go around to businesses around town to raise money, to buy things the football team needs.
We took care of just basic needs. It could have been equipment, awards programs, paid for travel, overnight stays. In 2015, we started a nutrition program, and that became our primary mission.
Nub was the executive director. He apparently was very good at his job. Talked to some people in Valdosta who said over the years he's probably raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Touchdown Club and, you know, just really loved being around the football team and helping it any way he could.
When the spring of 2020 rolls around, Mark, and Rush Probst comes to town and he takes over the football program, he allegedly begins to make demands of Nub's Touchdown Club. What does Rush want Nub to do for him?
According to Nub, Probst basically wanted money for two things. One was, quote unquote, funny money to pay the rent for players who are interested or allegedly being recruited to move into the Valdosta School District and play for the Valdosta Wildcats. And then the second thing is that he wanted money to help support Coach Probst's family.
He wanted us basically to support him. He wanted $4,500 a month. He wanted us to buy him a truck. He wanted a gas card. And he wanted us to make a house payment.
He basically wanted the Touchdown Club to supplement whatever money he was earning from the school system as the head football coach.
Did Nub help Rush get any of that money?
He actually did.
Did you end up raising money for him?
I did.
How much?
I raised a good bit.
He has told me on a couple occasions that he did some things he's not proud of and that he did go out and get some money for the players and for the rent. But he said that money from the Touchdown Club was not used for that purpose.
So I want to be clear that this money that Nub is talking about didn't come from the Valdosta Touchdown Club. Nub says he acquired the money on his own from the Valdosta community at large. But why did Nub decide to help Rush Probst?
He told me that, you know, he wanted Rush to be successful, even though he was fully aware of what had happened at Hoover High School and then Colquitt County, which is one of Valdosta High's rivals, that he was willing to give him a chance.
I didn't have a problem supporting him at that time because we needed to play football. Our football team needed to play ball. Our community needed to have football season.
He said he got a taste of that Rush Kool-Aid. And then he said, you know, in May that he introduced Rush to some board members from the Touchdown Club. And that's when Rush first talked about his vision for the Touchdown Club.
I'll admit, you know, I got sucked in I was all in on recruiting players, but it was not long after that I realized that we were heading down the wrong path and I kind of bailed on him then.
It seems the part that really struck a nerve with him was that Rush Probst allegedly wanted money for his own personal finances and that Nub was not willing to do that.
So as the taste of the Kool-Aid begins to sour to Nub, and he begins to become suspicious of this new big-name head coach, what does he decide to do next?
He arranged for a meeting in Rush's office.
When I introduced him to our board of directors for the Touchdown Club, he came in and he kind of described how he wanted to set this Touchdown Club up. And that's when I really got suspicious, and I felt like, well, this just doesn't sound right. So I went to his office the next morning and asked him, explain to me how you want this touchdown club set up, because what we have here does not sound like what you had over in Moultrie. It sounded very different. And I just hit my recorder and just started recording him.
He says it was a spur of the moment decision, but he decides he's going to secretly tape record him. And as they begin to have their conversation, all of a sudden Rush gets up from his chair, closes his office door, and what he says next is not only damning to Valdosta High School, but could end up having far-reaching consequences for other football programs around the South.
All right, coming up, what Rush Probst said on tape and what happened once the internet found out.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, Mark, the date is May 16th, 2020, and Michael Nub Nelson, the executive director of the Valdosta Touchdown Club, he's made the decision that he's going to record a conversation with Valdosta's new head football coach, Rush Probst. What was Nub hoping to uncover?
Nub says he went in there to find out what Rush intended to do with his beloved Touchdown Club. Now, Nub told me that he's never recorded anyone else in his life and that he didn't go in there to quote-unquote get Rush, but he said that he wanted him to fully explain what he wanted the Touchdown Club to do, and that if it wasn't something that Nub agreed with, that he was going to take the tape to the other board members and raise his suspicions and concerns. And he said he didn't go in there to get Rush, but Rush just offered up and kind of, you know, caught himself.
So when Nub goes through with the recording, what does Rush Probst end up saying on it?
Pablo, he tells Nub that he needs funny money to pay the rent for players' families who want to move to Valdosta.
We have to have some funny money.
And then he tells Nub that that's how they did it at Hoover High School. Mm. He even says the Hoover police gave him money from drug busts they'd made on I-20.
You know where I got my damn cash money in Hoover? From the city police of drug raids on the damn I-20. They would damn get drug raids, and they would give me cash money from time to time from drug raids. You not. They probably gave me $30,000 of drug money.
That is something.
Is that not unbelievable?
He alleged that the police in Hoover, Alabama, gave him $30,000 of drug money to help pay for players. Huh. He said the Hoover Police Department loved the Hoover Buccaneers.
So the Hoover Police loved the Hoover Buccaneers, mm-hmm. Plain and simple. And so when I need cash money, I just call the chief of police.
And so Nub says, well, we got to get funny money.
So we got to find some funny money.
Funny money. If we're going to do it right, we got to have some. If we had funny money over there.
And how much funny money you think we need?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, hell, it could be 10,000 first year. It may be 15,000. I don't know who's coming and what they need and all that.
He said, how much funny money do you think we need? And Probst says, I don't know. Hell, it could be 10,000 the first year, maybe 15. He said he doesn't advertise it, so he doesn't know exactly how much he needs. And then he even insinuated that that's how the University of Georgia and the University of Alabama recruited so well. He basically said that Alabama and Georgia were funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars to players and their families to ensure that they signed with those schools. He alleged that Kirby Smart, the Georgia coach, was using the wealthiest of the wealthy in South Georgia to pay for players.
Do you know what Kirby's doing at Georgia right now? You know why he's taking that program to where he is?
I think because he's a good recruiter.
He is. But why do you think he's getting these kids and keeping kids in and all that stuff?
Taking care of them.
So Kirby's come down and met with the richest of the rich of Southwest Georgia. Multi-millionaires now. Listen, do you know how much money they spend on a player when they get money? $900,000 to sign. $950,000 to sign.
But that's what Kirby does. Well, who did he learn that from? You.
Nick Saban.
I was going to say.
I mean,
that was going to be my next guess.
He said that, you know, Nick Saban was using a famous coach's son and a wealthy businessman in Mobile to get things done.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm telling you, that's how Alabama handles every bit of their damn
recruits. Probst told Nub that former Georgia running back Nick Chubb, who's now a starting tailback for the Cleveland Browns, a Georgia booster, gave Chubb 3 installment payments of $60,000 to persuade him to come back for his senior season instead of turning pro as a junior.
When Chubb came back and Chubb didn't go to the NFL draft, it was three $60,000 donations given to Chubbs to stay in school. It was $180,000 for him to have, for him to not go declare for the draft.
Yeah.
So once this very explosive recording becomes public, Mark, on March 6th, 2021, just a couple of weeks ago, and it gets posted to YouTube, what's the fallout from the audio and that tape becoming public?
Paulo, there were basically blanket denials for anyone involved in those allegations. Nick Chubb denied the allegations on Twitter and said if he needed the money, he would have turned pro as a junior. People close to Probst have told me that he provided an affidavit to each of those schools in which he said he had no personal knowledge of recruiting violations committed by Georgia or Alabama. You know, and Nub Nelson told me that he felt like Probst was only trying to be a big shot and was trying to, you know, name drop to convince him to give him the money.
So Rush Probst, to be clear, denies that anything he said on the tape is true. He provides a sworn affidavit saying so to the University of Georgia and the University of Alabama, saying he knew of no recruiting violations at all. And even Nub says, Mark, that he doesn't believe what Rush Probst was saying was true. And a source with Hoover, Alabama's police department, they say they never gave any money to Probst and that all their traffic stops are recorded by body cams and confiscated money gets reported to the federal government. So with all of these blanket denials across the board, what happens next?
Once the tape's published, Rush Probst is placed on administrative leave. The Professional Standards Commission, which kind of administers teaching certificates in the state of Georgia, reportedly opened an investigation. I attempted to talk to Coach Probst shortly after meeting with Nub, and he wouldn't talk to me and referred me to his attorney, who declined comment when I reached him. But, you know, everything I'm told is that he denies anything said on that recording as being factual. Rush has not been back to the school. The school board is scheduled to meet, and we'll just have to wait and see, you know, if a decision is made regarding Probst's future at Valdosta High School.
Okay, up next. Who posted Nub's recording of Rush Probst to YouTube?
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured, it was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo, another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
So, Mark, we know that Nub recorded the audio of Rush Probst, and we also know that the audio got posted to YouTube on March 6th of this year. Did Nub post the recording himself?
You know, I asked Nub that exact question, Pablo, and he denied it rather strongly.
Did the YouTube, did you post it?
No.
You know who did post
it? I do not. I know who had it, but I can't say which one of them posted it.
He made the recording more than a year ago. He told me immediately he gave a copy of the recording to two other board members and said he didn't share it with anyone else until early January when he gave it to the superintendent of the Valdosta City Schools. He says he does not know who posted it to YouTube, but the Valdosta Touchdown Club fired Nub on February 22nd. Some people think that Nub might have posted the video to YouTube to get even with the Touchdown Club, but again, he denies it.
There are people out there that believe you posted it out of retaliation for being fired. What do you say to that?
Bull. I mean, that's just not true. Me being fired had nothing to do with what I did or when I did it.
He says the town's split 50-50 on whether or not Probst should be fired. He thinks most people know he was only doing what he felt was the right thing. You know, their Touchdown Club's been there for 7 decades. You know, their mission is to take care of the kids. You know, he wants a coach that'll get them back on the right track, and most importantly, he'll do it with class and morals.
If you could say one thing to Rush Probst, what would it be?
I don't have anything to say to him.
Mark, you've covered football forever now. What does this story and your reporting of it, what does it tell you about big-time high school football in the South?
You know, Pablo, it had been a long, long time since I'd covered a story concerning high school football. When I went down there in August to Valdosta, I was really surprised at how closely the high school program resembled a small college operation. I mean, there's not a lot of difference in some of these hotbeds. People care about that program a lot. They got a lot of pride in Valdosta football. You know, they want to win, but I don't think they want to win at all costs.
Mark Schleba, thank you for telling me one hell of a story on ESPN Daily.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Pablo Torre. This has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.